This is KUT. Central Health's board is choosing a new CEO in the coming days. They have two finalists to replace Patricia Young Brown, who stepped down from the position late last year. They're currently holding meet and greets and asking the public for input, but maybe you aren't entirely sure what Central Health does or why you should care about what happens to it. KUT's Ashley Lopez has a quick refresher.
Next time you get your property tax bill, or you happen to have one lying around right now, check out the third line down from the top. If you live in Austin city limits, it might be the fourth line down. Anyway, that line says something like Travis County Healthcare District. That line, that's what we're talking about.
Central Health is the backstop for poor people who do not have health coverage in Travis County.
That's Fred Lewis. He's an attorney in town that keeps a close eye on the healthcare district known as Central Health.
Central Health was created in 2004 by a vote of the Travis County voters.
Lewis explains that there is a state law that outlines how a municipality can create a hospital taxing district, which is what Central Health is. He says it's in Chapter 281 of the State Health and Safety Code.
And there's actually a constitutional amendment that authorizes hospital districts and specifies that their mission is to help the poor.
Central Health funds about 24 federally qualified healthcare clinics called community care. Those clinics provide direct care to low-income people. But Ted Burton, a Central Health spokesperson, points out there was another vote that went to Travis County residents. It was in 2012, and it was called Prop 1.
And that's when Travis County voters decided to raise their own property taxes to improve the healthcare delivery system in Travis County.
That vote led to the creation of the Dell Medical School at UT Austin. It also opened the door for Seton to open a brand new hospital, which is set to replace Breckenridge Hospital at the end of May. Burton says the name of the game now is innovation, but Central Health will continue to prioritize healthcare access for the uninsured.
But we also don't want to just dump dollars at a broken system. So we want to change the system and transform the system.
Burton argues innovation will ensure better care for the county's poorest residents. He says it could also help prevent disease and cut costs. Plus, voters approve this idea, but Fred Lewis is not a fan.
Their mission is not to create an innovation district. It is not to establish a medical school. It's to treat poor people.
And these are the kind of big questions about the future that the new Central Health CEO will have to grapple with. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.